Well, welcome again, friends, to Common Prayer. I hope you are having a great week and that you're safe and healthy and that you're growing as God's child, as you and I continue to grapple together with this moment in time that we find ourselves in. And Kevin and I hope that this week in Micah 6:8 is causing you to think and to reflect and be honest and open with the Lord. I was thinking that one of the most valuable and unique things about Common Prayer is that often, even more than listening to a sermon on Sunday morning, Common Prayer gently nudges us to actually stop and be quiet and take the time to allow God to search our hearts and to ask the Holy Spirit to shine His light and show us where we need Him the most to change us and to keep transforming us so that our inner lives really reflect what Christ is like in the world. And that's the whole point of growth and allowing sanctification to happen in our lives, right? That's what God's business is about. Well, the prophet Micah, in an attempt to just wake God's people up from their apathy and to make them shake off their sin of indifference, he tells them and also tells us what the Lord desires from his people when he writes in Micah 6:8, "He has shown you, O mortal, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God." And Kevin guided us yesterday through what it means to act justly, reminding us that what makes us uniquely human is that we are made in the image of God, and that every person that God has created is worthy of dignity and respect. That's the foundation of justice, and justice goes hand in hand with mercy. And we're talking today about what it means to love mercy. And to explain that, let me attempt. When it's within our power or right to punish or to harm someone, but we show compassion and forgiveness instead, that's when we're demonstrating mercy. And while we'd all probably like to think of ourselves as pretty merciful, it's definitely not a trait that comes naturally, is it? Mercy looks beyond what someone deserves so that they can experience what could only be theirs through benevolence. When you take some stuff to Goodwill, you're probably not sacrificing your favorite items. You're probably, like me, decluttering, getting rid of stuff that you never use, so that you can make room for new stuff. But by giving old things to Goodwill instead of throwing them away, you can kind of get the feeling that you're more charitable than you truly are. Have you ever experienced that? The same things happen when we think about mercy. When we're nice instead of being grumpy to others, we think we're pretty merciful. But true mercy always has this element of sacrifice to it. It's the way we respond after something has been taken from us. It's how we react after we've been treated poorly. It really helped me to remember the story of Les Miserables, the book originally written by Victor Hugo. Maybe you've seen the movie or the musical, but the story is about Jean Valjean, who is a man who has just spent 19 years doing hard labor for a crime of stealing bread. And as a criminal, Valjean is not welcome anywhere. So he ends up being taken in by this local church. And knowing that God's law requires love and charity and hospitality, the bishop, Bishop Myriel, tells Valjean, though our lives are very humble, what we have to share. But in a desperate act, Valjean takes off in the middle of the night with the church's silverware, and he's caught by the police the next morning. And when he's questioned about the silver, Valjean tells the authorities that the bishop gave it to him. And the police take him back to the bishop to corroborate the story. And the bishop finds himself in a pretty difficult spot because he's shown a criminal charity and he's been repaid with the theft of one of the church's most valuable possessions. And he's totally within his rights to tell the truth about this betrayal, and no one would ever even think about questioning whether he had done the right thing. But instead of turning him in, the bishop grabs silver candlesticks from the church and shoves them into Valjean's hands. And he tells the police that not only did he give Valjean the church's silverware, but he also had forgotten to take the candlesticks too. And after the police have left, the bishop tells Valjean this. He says, "Forget not, never forget, that you have promised me to use this silver to become an honest man. Jean Valjean, my brother, you belong no longer to evil, but to good. It is your soul that I am buying for you. I withdraw it from the dark thoughts and from the spirit of perdition, and I give it to God." Wow. I want us to see that the bishop acted mercifully when it seemed obvious that Jean Valjean should be punished. And even more than that, his act of compassion could have resulted in others being victimized by Valjean. But to see the situation from God's perspective, the bishop had to sacrifice his pride and his righteous indignation. And Valjean had already responded to his kindness by stealing from him. But this act of mercy was almost like being victimized twice. He was sorely mistreated and was now letting this person get away with it. Mercy, church, isn't about being nice. It's a kindness that is extended at personal cost when it's within our power to do otherwise. It's having the ability to see the big picture instead of being focused on the respect, the deference, and the treatment that we feel that we deserve. God could demand mercy from us, and in many ways he does, but forcing us to act merciful doesn't make us merciful. He wants us to love mercy because it's the only way that we become people who naturally respond with grace and with goodness. Isn't God's merciful mercy just too much? I just love it. I want to take the time now to invite you to be still, to get comfortable in your chair, and to invite the Holy Spirit to speak to you. Take a few deep breaths, open your heart, and ask the Spirit to reveal to you what you need to see to become more like Him, and reflect His mercy in your unique sphere of influence. Doing justice and loving mercy are meant to go together and to balance one another. We need both. and we need to give both. And I'd like to encourage you right now to try and remember the first time you experienced God's mercy. Remember what it felt like. Was it when you gave your life to Christ? Was it when you did you experience it when someone extended mercy to you when you didn't deserve it at all? Is that the way God gave you his mercy, through someone else? Would you just take a few moments and thank God for his mercy? Would you ask him to remind you that you still need his mercy every day, just like it's recorded in the Gospels? Have mercy on me, Lord, a sinner. And then what would it look like for you to extend mercy to someone in your life right now? What would it look like for you to extend mercy to someone who doesn't deserve your mercy? Maybe it's a person. Maybe it's even a people group. Maybe it's someone who doesn't agree with you or has not been kind to you. Would you ask the Lord to help you extend mercy to that person? My friends, mercy isn't just about being nice. It is a kindness that is extended at personal cost, when it's within our power to do otherwise. Allow me to repeat that. Mercy isn't about just being nice. It's a kindness that is extended at personal cost when it's within our power to do otherwise. Luke 6:36 tells us to be merciful, just as your Father has been merciful to you. Allow me to leave you with this prayer. Once again, Lord Jesus Christ, deliver me from apathy, that I might greet the image of God in every person and know the place where I am standing is holy ground, and swell up in me a desire to do justice and love mercy and walk humbly with you today. Amen.
Thank you for joining us on Common Prayer today. Common Prayer is a ministry founded by Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. Our episode today was hosted by Kathy Bergren, our women's pastor, with original music by Brandon Passion, our worship pastor. Check our website, cpc.org, for more episodes daily.